Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Ecstatic Etching Experiment. This file will take you to one of the laboratories at Nimja Incorporated where you have volunteered for an experiment. See, there's a lot of investigation and research being done into the limits and the likes of sensuality and sexuality within the human body. While this is different for every single person, everyone also has some similarities. Similar nerve endings and a similar brain, and yet all different, requiring a different methodology to approach them in a way that would anticipate their needs and match their pleasure. When we can find out the perfect way to tune pleasure, sensation, and all the senses melting into a wonderful pool of emptiness, we can do much more in helping the mind to develop. Because the mind is quite open when it is all wrapped up in pleasure, blissfully blank in many ways when you feel happy and aroused. So to do this, we need people to volunteer for this procedure, this experiment, to push your edging to the ecstatic limits that you can achieve. Now I'm sure that you'd like to edge even more now that you know that all the data that we gather will go to a very good cause. The good cause in question, of course, helping people change their lives with all kind of positive sensations. And who doesn't want to simply drool and drip in desire with their minds melted in wonderful sensation? It's important to change the world one person at a time, and today we are going to begin with you. Your help will be invaluable. It will be incredibly educational to see all the ways in which you respond. You hear this talk as I guide you through the corridors, past various doors, each with their own sign that go by too fast to completely read. The actual room in question is a bit larger than you expect. There's a lot of devices hanging from the ceiling and a beautiful, relaxed chair standing in the center. The material of the chair is not directly known to you. It seems metallic, but it is warm and fairly soft to the touch, almost springy. Maybe it is a thin mesh over something else. Now you knew that you were going to be asked to strip, and the only other people in the room are all wearing lab coats and look both kind, welcoming, and pleasant. With perhaps a bit of a blush, your clothes fall down one by one. And as you sit down, I explained to you that it is vitally important that we take any and all measurements that we can during the experiment. So we will have to rub your skin with a conductive gel and place some electrodes in important places. Don't worry, we're not going to place anywhere too private. But we do want to be close to make sure that we can measure your heartbeat, blood pressure, flow, temperature, the rate of your breathing, and anything else that is relevant to building up arousal. It is also important for us to know when to slow down, because this is an experiment for ecstatic edging without pushing you over the edge. It's been known to happen with a few people to randomly have small or even big orgasms during this, and If that happens, that is perfectly okay. If we aren't capable of pushing you to the edge without making you fall over, the machine will learn for next time. It'll become better the more you use it. Well, that is, of course, implying that you want to come back here again and again and again. As you sit down, you notice that there are screens floating above you, attached to the ceiling. They seem clear and sharp in their images, currently showing just a simple logo. And you can look at them without needing to raise your eyes. They're at a very comfortable height. The chair supports your weight very comfortably, and you allow yourself to be strapped in. It's important that you're not capable of moving too much for various reasons. For example, rubbing your thighs together, or who knows, even wanting to touch, would make it more difficult for us to regulate the experiment, and you don't want to provide false data now, do you? So just listen. Let us simply strap you down with straps just below your armpits, around your wrists, your upper thighs, and your ankles. And as you sink back in the chair, you can feel the cool gel being spread close to the straps. Some electrodes are being placed on your neck, your chest, on your sides and thighs, and even your calves and your arms. Every part of your body is being measured, and all the data will be used to make sure that you feel good. And the better you feel, the better the device will be able to make you feel good. The lights of the room start dimming, and for a moment you glance around and notice that all have left the room. There must be an observation point somewhere, but from here you can't see it. The screens start changing. As you breathe, you actually notice that the gel they put on you must have a very sweet smell. The coolness of it has slowly been fading against the warmth of your body. The chair itself seems to be gently warm as well, making sure that you're extremely comfortable. As you settle even deeper, drifting simply to the sweet, soft smell, you look at the screens. In the beginning, it is just random patterns, little changes that seem to cause tingles in your body here and there. You're not quite sure if the gel contains any active ingredients, and in fact, you can't quite remember where the gel was being put exactly. And the electrodes themselves also feel as if they could emit power, not just measure. But that is not for you to know. While you are laying there, you start to notice that your whole body gently starts to tingle, with the most pleasurable soft feeling spreading through your mind and body, the shapes in front of you shifting into colors and drifting into movement. Your eyes may not even be able to stay open while you lean back and let it wash over you. Your body is really beginning to tingle now, feeling a sensation spreading in your arms and legs, and your torso, your neck, and every breath makes you drift into a really nice state. The sweet, soft smell seems to cause you to dream, to float, to enter a hypnotic state without even realizing it. Or perhaps you do. There's a gentle, rhythmic feeling against your back, the part of your mind that isn't completely gone yet recognizes it as a massage chair, little knobs moving behind your skin. And the chair feels very pleasant. It just lets you sink even deeper, and the deeper you sink, the more you press into it, the nicer the massage feels. And it doesn't just massage your back, it does your shoulders and your ass, your upper legs, calves and arms. Every part of your body seems to melt into the massage that the machine does to you. And you notice that whenever it goes too soft, something in your body tells it to move a little faster. And when it is too hard, it slows down again. It responds to your unconscious communication of desire. And as you are letting yourself be touched all over on the back of your body, you feel the desire growing on the front. You wonder what other surprises might be in store for you. And by now you're so relaxed and melty that you're looking forward to whatever it has to offer. A soft vibration seems to travel between your legs upwards, as if a protrusion or an attachment is moving deep between your legs to the front, finding the perfect place to stimulate, to make you more aroused. Your legs feel a soft rhythmical sensation, a tingling, almost minuscule shocks, and the massage from the back melting together into sensations that seem almost like fingertips caressing or tongues licking. Between your legs, the sensations are so complex that it's difficult to place it. And without you even realizing it, certain shapes seem to have been placed over your chest, and you feel massaging, rubbing, pinching, and maybe even sucking everywhere. The sensations are very rhythmical in nature. They seem to have a purpose, a goal, a clear desire to find the perfect rhythm for you, the wonderful way in which they can take you higher. And as you feel those sensations spread across your chest, the most sensitive places being teased, you hear your own breath just changing softly, deeper, almost moaning, and you become aware of sounds in the background as well, apparent chords that seem to resonate deep within your skin somewhere, soundscapes that somehow seep through your ears into your mind and melting entirely different parts inside of you. Exploring attachments move across your body, finding the perfect places to touch, to tease, to tempt, and to move all around you. And they go further and further, perhaps even to places that you never considered sensitive or sensual. but your reaction doesn't lie. The machine finds every naughty, dirty place that you perhaps secretly didn't even want to know. And it finds all these places. First, like an exploring soft knob pressed against certain openings, vibrating, finding the right frequency for your skin to respond, for your nerves to need more. And it continues, pressing, prodding, exploring, experimenting on your body to find the perfect frequency, place, the perfect opening and sensation for your mind to melt even more as the pleasure grows and grows. You feel things maybe even entering you deeply, careful not to become bigger before your body adapts and adjusts and welcomes the sensations. The rhythms change your breathing and match your body sensation, moving in and out, around, caressing, teasing, tempting. A perfect sexual massage chair that makes every part of your body naked and exposed feel so good. The vibrations change as you change in sensitivity. They always find their way to lift you a little higher into that state of pleasure, needing, wanting, and it builds up more and more, moving across your mind, your spine tingling even deeper with the sensation of every sexual fantasy flashing through your mind. And the machine finds everything. It finds every naughty, every innocent, every sensitive and sensual spot that your mind and body know and do not know. From your feet to your fingertips, from the front to the back, everything is stimulated in different ways, unique, impossible, delicious, teasing ways, pushing you higher and higher into a state of delirious pleasure, an ecstatic edging closer and closer. And it doesn't even matter how long it takes, the machine has infinite patience to make sure that you feel everything. It rhythmically rubs your body in all the right places. It furiously vibrates in the places that need it the most, and every part of your body answers it with even more pleasure. And the longer it lasts, the stronger it becomes. The longer you sit there, the more powerful the pleasure grows, as every part of your body and mind makes sure that you answer the pleasure with even more input for the machine to treat you right. The screens in front of you are no longer visible through your closed eyes, but you see colors everywhere. You feel it building up higher and higher, and there is no choice but to let yourself go completely blank with the beautiful pleasure, the blissful sensations, as the electrodes both sense and send more pleasure. They tease every part of your body together with all the other sensations, and your body cannot lie. All it can do is lay there and take it, being pushed higher and higher. Eventually, an ecstatic edging that doesn't stop. a loop that seems to last forever, that pulls you higher, pushes you deeper, and every breath you become aware of the sweetness of your own scent, mixed with the feelings you felt before, hearing your own moans echo in the room together with the sounds that seep through your thoughts, the drifting deeper as every drop drips between your legs, as the hardness of every part of your body that responds to the pleasure becomes more profound and responsive to the stimulation. The electric control of the machine over your body feels so good, and you're not even sure if the moaning sounds you hear are your own or from someone else. It grows higher and higher, stronger and stronger, and it keeps experimenting in how to push you. And you're not even sure anymore where an orgasm would lie or what it would mean in this state. The machine pushes you further and further, and you don't even know if you could prevent yourself from coming. The pleasure just seems to go in waves, going up, higher and higher, and then down a little, and then up again, even stronger and slowing, and going faster once again, pulling and rubbing, vibrating and pushing, filling and thrusting and slowing down. Deeper and faster again, just speeding up, pushing you to a higher level again and again, and then slowing down once more. Stronger once more, to the state where you can't help yourself. The machine knows exactly how to tease you, and it keeps pushing you higher and higher, momentarily slowing, just to let your sensitivity grow again before the attack starts anew, pushing you deeper, filling you more, feeling you everywhere. And you can feel your mind slowly giving in to the pleasure, falling to the wonderful sensation of nothingness. All you want is for this to last forever into a blissful state of emptiness, slowing down, speeding up, going deeper, harder, more intense, no choice but to fall for it, and slowing down again. Very slowly increasing once again in intensity, growing further and further. You can feel yourself almost falling over the edge, an ecstatic, deep, intense edge. And then it stops and suddenly continues again. Intensely, every part moving in unison, rhythmically pushing you higher and higher, and then stop. And again, starting stronger than before, and every time it stops, the pleasure doubles. It stops and starts again, more and more powerful, knowing exactly what to do, every part of the machine working to take you, stop, and starting more powerful, pushing you higher and higher, giving you no choice but to make you feel so much, so deep, so intense, and stop, and stronger, colors flashing in front of your eyes, the sweet smell seeping through your mind, the sounds of music and moaning filling your ears, the feelings of sensation spreading through your body inside and out. Stop. And starting stronger once again, and it just keeps growing higher and higher. And you know that even if you were to orgasm, it would happen without you realizing. It would just be part of growing even more. Stop. Start stronger, deeper, faster, harder. It finds every part of you and pushes your limits beautifully, making you go insane with wonderful sensations, delirious with desire, ecstatic. Edging. And you are helpless, powerless, drifting further and further into this state, knowing that a simple sensation could push you over the edge and make you explode in pleasure, but it won't happen until the machine would lose control, unless it pushes you just ever so slightly too far. Stop. Start stronger, and it feels so good. You can feel the sensations inside and out. Every part of your body that can feel is being rubbed, touched, filled, fondled, teasing, craving, needing, wanting, floating lustfully, longing for more, needing the release. Stop and start stronger. Helplessly falling into the sensation, happily surrendering yourself to the machine, to the power deep inside. This wonderful wanting, this deep dripping of desire, this ecstatic edging so close. And you don't even know if you would come when told to. All you know is that you just go blank in blissful ignorance, the pleasure pleasing your senses, pointing and pushing you further. Stop. Start even stronger. The little interruptions are just so intense and wonderful, beautifully teasing, pulling, pushing, rubbing, kneading, even pinching, massaging. The rest of the world forgotten, the chair, the only universe you know right now as it takes you further and further, helplessly pulling you into a state where there is nothing left. Simply a moaning mess of desire, a wanting, wandering, helpless, collection of nerves craving the sensations to get stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper. And there's only a few moments left. Some part of you knows that at some point the machine will turn off again. And next time will be even better if you would allow yourself a next time, because it would drive you even deeper, make you lose your mind, fall further. Bliss, beautiful, warm, craving, stronger as it stops and it starts and it stops, starts. Start. Stronger, deeper, deliciously drilling your mind into a state where there's nothing left. And in a moment, this file will inevitably end. You'll be left in the chair for a while longer if you continue to listen to my voice. And as long as my voice continues, you'll feel the sensations continuing to grow to tease you. If my voice doesn't follow, The place you will awaken will not be the chair anymore. You'll simply have passed out and woken up somewhere else. The pleasure, a happy, intense memory. Of course, the longer you can stay in the chair, the nicer it feels, the more it adapts to your craving, your sensations, your sex. Stronger. Enjoy.